This podcast absolutely, unequivocally, positively, 100% contains adult material. Mature audiences only, please.
Hey, welcome back to Me and Mrs. Always Right. I'm your host, Me.
And I'm Mrs. Always Right.
And we are the ADHD of podcasting. We also bring our solutions to your problems. Today, we are coming to you from that little trailer park in Las Sabanas, Texas. Baby, tell us about Las Sabanas.
Are you saying Ebanes or
Y-B-A-N-E-S? No, it's no.
I don't know.
Las Ebanes.
You know what? You say it. I can't say it. It's fine. But I can tell you that 2010, according to the census, population was only 19, making it the municipality with the smallest population in Texas. But it was made because of everything else around was dry. You know, this is another one of those.
We end up in a lot of those.
Which I'm really surprised because you are not about the dry places. That's why we're here.
That's right. They made it because everywhere around it was dry.
Right.
And we have to have a place to drink.
No, you have to have a place to drink.
You, me, we, same thing.
Okay.
All right.
All right. It's all the same. We're all in the same place. It's fine. It's fine.
Real quick.
Okay.
And I don't want to get tied up on it, but you got to attend the ballet last night.
I did.
You took the girls. Was it everything you thought it was going to be?
It was. It was just like a ballet, I guess, supposed to be, because I've never been to a ballet before.
Y'all all looked really nice.
Thanks. You know, we all felt very pretty.
I'm glad you got to go out and be fancy.
That's what I told them. I said, you know, at least we can be fancy.
And I couldn't give you a limo, but I did let you drive my truck.
And I appreciate that because there was plenty of room in it.
It's a big truck.
You know, you got a nice truck. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
So we all enjoyed it. It was fun.
So today's story comes from the subreddit Relationship Advice.
I think that's...
Yep. So what do you got?
Where it's at. Okay, so I'm kind of gammering through there trying to find something that I feel that we could actually talk about or whatever. And this one kind of...
Real quick, there's a plethora of topics on there. You don't want to talk about any... You're like, boring, boring, boring. I'm like, wow, funny, haha.
Well, then maybe you should look because feel that we can...
All right. We can
what? I'm going to do this so I quit looking over there.
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
Okay.
Is that better?
It is. All right. I appreciate it. Now I can talk to you.
Yay.
Anyway, I feel that I don't want to discuss something that I have nothing to discuss with. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I have no...
But you're okay with freshish and ice cream trucks.
Well, I was there for that.
Were you?
It was funny.
Okay.
It was funny. Fresh-ish.
All right.
It was absolutely funny. This is not funny.
This is relationship advice. It's
but
what
it
we
is,
do.
Well, I mean.
I had a comment today.
Really?
I had a comment today.
Uh-huh.
One of my coworkers, real higher up,
okay,
called me the other day. And he goes, well, what's the name of your podcast? And I'm like, look.
I don't
know if I should be sharing that information with you. Seeing how you're kind of my superior.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we're crossing lines. Okay.
Right.
But I ended up telling him anyway because he had to drive to Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay. Wow, that's a long drive.
Yeah,
right?
And it was a lot of episodes. But he goes, your Thanksgiving Day story about the turkey, he goes, cracked me up all the way to fucking...
The stabbing turkey?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. I enjoy shit like that.
I'm out of stories.
I'm
out of stories.
I doubt.
Oh, I am.
You're out of stories.
I am out of stories.
I doubt it. So now we're reaching and trying to get into other people's stories.
Yes.
You know, and I don't know what you find appealing, but
let's work on it. Okay.
Talk about, oh, well, you know, my boyfriend,
the guy who licks his fingers was really kind of fucking weird.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The smelly vajayjay. That's a serious topic. That's like some Jerry Springer, Oprah Winfrey shit.
But, you know, I find it kind of funny because we're, a couple of years in and we're just now like relationship advising.
I know. We're so fucked up.
It's like, really?
I'm out of stories. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm telling you. Oh. I know you're not out of stories.
Well, we'll work on it as we go, right? I'll bring it. So ADHD, let's get back into the topic. I kind of found this one pretty interesting.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm going through it and I'm trying to find something. And I come across this one where this guy marries his high school sweetheart. Pretty much from the way I read, like directly out of high school. So they're young and they get married and they're living this great, wonderful life together and enjoying each other for about 6 years. And then unfortunately, she gets into a vehicle accident and passes away. And so he's done, right? He goes to work. He comes home. That's what he does. That's, you know, he does nothing special. He doesn't date. He doesn't do anything.
Imagine just standing there and everything's happy go lucky. And then somebody reaches in and ripped your heart out of your chest. How would you fucking feel? Right.
No, I get it. I absolutely get it. About 4 years after his wife had passed away, he's at a...
God, wait. He waited 4 fucking years? Who would wait 4 years? Anyway, go ahead. Wait
4 minutes, right?
Days, baby. I'd give it days.
Hours.
I'll compromise on that one. Yeah. We're good. Yeah.
So anyway, about 4 years after his wife passes away, he meets a lady at a work conference or works function or whatever, and they kind of hit it off. So they start talking as friends and confides in her about... you know, losing his wife and, you know, things like this. So she knows. But after about a year or so, they actually form a relationship and decide that they're going to start dating or whatever. And so the lady moves in with him. And underneath his bed, he has a box. He knew it was there, but he hadn't really thought about it, right? Because it's under his bed. And so after she moves in, she finds the box and she questions him. You know, hey, what's in the box? And he's like, oh, some stuff that I have from my wife who's passed away, you know, some pictures and probably a couple of cards and just stuff like that. So I'm thinking it's like a shoebox is what I'm thinking.
Or a keepsake, a keepsake chest or something like that.
Yeah. Right. I don't feel it's a big, humongous thing. Apparently, it offends her very badly. And so she told him, you got to get rid of this or I'm moving out.
Ooh. Well, no. All right, let's just go there.
I mean,
we're to the point to where if you died and I moved on.
Oh, you will move on.
All right. If that happens.
Yes.
She would end up wearing your clothes because I am throwing nothing away. Okay.
But what if she's not the same size I am?
She better go on a diet or gain some weight, depending one way or the other.
Oh, okay.
No, that's fucked up, right? You can't throw somebody's memory away like that, especially somebody you cared about. And I don't know, as a spouse, whatever happened in your past is in your past.
Right. This is in a box under his bed. It's not like he's made a big shrine in a room something like that. Or he constantly compares you to his deceased partner or whatever. Because I know... it's hard to believe I have family, right? Actually, from experience, not personal experience, I have a cousin whose wife did pass away a few years ago.
Unexpectedly?
No, I mean, it was kind of expected, but it doesn't matter how prepared you are for it. I know,
but I'm just telling you, I think there's a difference. Look, I think, and I don't mean to interrupt your story, ADHD.
No, I know what you're saying.
I think there's a difference between... I'm diagnosed with cancer and we got 6 months and you got this time to prepare versus me coming home and you never coming home.
Right.
Okay.
No,
What the fuck?
I get it. I feel that there is a difference, but at the same time, I don't know. You don't get to experience what you feel was a fulfilling relationship. So it bothers you or whatever, right?
Okay.
Always. Well, anyway, so... my family member's wife passed away. They knew it was coming, but it doesn't make it any easier.
I'm not
saying
that.
Doesn't matter how much you prepare. You're not ready.
But I still think having time to look, and this is just, I don't have any personal experience with death on this scale. Okay.
Right.
I would feel that having time to prepare, having time to I think you start that grieving process once you know. You know, I mean, you know, I got 6 months. You're going to start that grieving. And then, you know, it's going to build up and dead. Cody's going to be sending text messages to my mom. It's going to end up funny. But I'm just telling you, coming home and expecting that sandwich to be made.
Yeah.
And then not having that sandwich. It's not about the sandwich. I'm being funny. But that is tragic. That is the end for a while right there. Right.
Right.
I don't even know how you get around that corner.
I can't explain it.
I can't. So, I've never been there.
So needless to say, you know, it was a while, but my family member did end up meeting somebody else and they got married. And I feel he idolizes his previous relationship with his dead spouse way too much. He has compared one to the other. And you cannot do that. Now, if this guy was doing that, by all means, maybe, yeah, step out, because I don't feel it'll change for a while. What?
I can just imagine they're in bed, they're getting ready to go at it. He gets their clothes off, he reaches under the bed and pulls out a picture, and he's like, can you hold this?
No. I don't think this guy was doing it, because I feel you know, after 4 years, he probably put the box underneath there trying to help his grieving process or whatever. And
let's just say she was cremated. Okay. And I don't know the story.
Right.
But let's just say she was cremated. And now he has the urn and he has it up on a fucking shelf.
Right.
You know, it's like my dear beloved spouse. Then 4 years later, he meets somebody. She's like, throw out the box, get rid of the fucking urn. What? Really?
No. Huh. I don't feel that you can make demands in a relationship
I don't either.
I really don't. Let's say your mom or somebody, anybody, you know, passed away. You get the ashes. You want them, whether it be a spouse or whatever. I have no right to tell you that you have to get rid of them. But that is your family.
In that case, though, and let's just say once or twice a year, especially on the anniversary of your death or the anniversary of when we got married, maybe I'm in a depressed mood or I'm thinking about it, you know, those were good times, right?
Right.
I mean, am I not allowed to mourn? And am I not allowed to mourn once a year for the next 50 years? That's a weird demand on somebody, is to try to control their fucking feelings. That's fucked up.
Yeah, you can't do it. I don't agree with her. I really don't.
I can understand the idolizing or the comparing, right? If I compared you to my dead spouse, like, well, you know, that's not the way Sally made the fucking salad.
Exactly.
Salad. You see what I did there?
No, I see. Right. I see. She put the lettuce on the other side of the sandwich.
Maybe you should try to, you know, do this or that the way she did. That could get a little fucking annoying, right?
Right.
And then at that point, it's almost like I'm expecting you to conform to what she did versus you being your own person.
Right.
But you allowing me to mourn.
So it's kind of like I'm trying to make you my dead spouse.
And sometimes these stories, if he posted it, it could be one-sided. He might be leaving out some details like that. Is he putting her in a situation? So it's like a comparative situation. We don't know.
Right.
We would have to actually get her side of the story.
Yeah,
you know?
He didn't really say anything. But I mean, I was just like, wow, that's crazy. I can't see people putting limitations on people's feelings. Mm-hmm. That's not them. But you were talking about, you know, well, Sally did my salad this way, blah, blah, blah. And my family member has done things like that.
He has not.
He has. And I'm like,
I bet this guy,
probably in passing, I'm sure, or whatever. But the thing is, now, like I said, he, you know, remarried and everything else. But he's like, yep. When I die, she's going with me. And
is that unreasonable?
I mean, it's not unreasonable.
I mean, is this like some awkward threesome?
What do you mean? What?
You're my wife. She passed. She's in an urn. She's up on the shelf. You're my wife. I pass. Would you put her urn in with me?
If you want, if that's what you want. My thing is, whatever your wishes are.
Would that be okay with you, though? You would fulfill those wishes.
I would. Me personally, I would fulfill.
And then if I wanted
wishes.
You to come in there with us and have this after death threesome thing, would you do that? So you're not that dedicated is what you're trying to say.
No, I mean, if that's what you want, I wouldn't do it because I'd be dead. Somebody else would have to do it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
but you know, that happens in according with your wishes, though.
Well, true.
I don't know. I don't know if I that's weird. I would probably.
So maybe just get married once and that's it, right?
I don't think most of the time it works that way anymore.
No, I don't think so either.
I think we have this learning marriage, and then, like, you know, some people it takes a couple of learning marriages.
But I mean, would you really call it a learning marriage?
Have you known
it's
people?
It's funny because some people will know each other for years, date, whatever, then get married, and within 2 years they're like, yep, I'm done. I'm out of here, right? And then you've got other people that meet and 6 months later they're married, and then they're married for 50 years. I feel a lot of it has to be your dedication process.
Well, right.
Yes, it's how dedicated am I to this?
And you get to that, and we've had this conversation before about the roles in marriage, and not necessarily the roles, but the hierarchy, right? It's got to be the parents and then the children.
Yes.
If one spouse is always being put out because of the children, that puts them in a precarious, and it's like, what about me and all that, you know?
Right.
Hang on,
what
on
do I have to do?
Can you give me a minute? What you need to do is get in there and make that salad like Sally made it. That's what you need to do.
That's what I need to do. Yeah.
But.
Yeah. No, that's, I don't know. No. I found something like that is definitely what I feel is definitely worth discussing.
Yeah, did good.
You just,
man, we got like serious for a minute. Let's kind of go on a different direction here real quick.
Absolutely.
You figure we worked that one all the way through?
We worked it all the way through because I don't feel he was idolizing. He was, you know,
like I told
this
you,
is
we only got
grieving.
His side of the story, though.
Right. But this is, you know, this is part of his grieving process. And some people, it takes a long time to get over, and you never really get over someone
that you really cared about
that you really care about,
and I think it's
like
foolish
that.
To expect somebody to do that.
Yes, I don't care if you know. I'm going to tell you because yes, I have turned into a blubbering, babbling fucking idiot since my dad passed away. And I don't think I will ever get over that. You know,
that's your dad. Nobody expects you to.
I'm not telling you, you got to go
forget that motherfucker right now.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. So I feel that there are just some relationships, no matter how much time goes by, get over.
Is your second marriage, just say if you go into a second marriage, there's typically two reasons. You're a widow. Or you're divorced. So is it easier to go into a second marriage being a divorcee versus a widow or widower?
I don't know. I mean, I've never.
And then, see, that's the fucked up thing to me is because maybe your first spouse you did love and you expected to spend the rest of your life with.
Right.
You know, and then
I feel that you always expect that with the first spouse anyway.
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, I did.
Not me.
I did. I was like, dude, I can't wait to tell people we've been married 40 years. I did.
Wow.
I did. I went in very confident that was going to be.
So you thought you would be lifelong.
Lifelong forever. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I mean, I don't lie to you. And that absolutely.
Maybe you should start.
Baby. Oh.
It would help. It builds some confidence in some places.
No, I do love you. Okay?
Wow, it's that big?
No, I'm just saying that's how I went into that marriage.
How did you come into ours? Like, fuck it. If it works, it works. Bullshit.
No, same thing.
Bullshit.
But you tell me every couple of months, I'm going to die in a year. I'm going to be dead in 2 years. I'm going to be dead in 2 months. You've been telling me that for 20 years, and you're still here.
I was talking to a guy today at a bubblegum wrapper company, right?
Okay.
I had to go there.
Okay.
And he's a 50-year-old-ish guy, looks pretty in shape, you know, kind of cool, listens to the podcast. He'll know who I'm talking about.
All right.
And he was talking about how he had 3 heart attacks in one day. And he just felt kind of...
What the fuck?
Yeah.
3 heart attacks?
3 heart attacks in one day.
And he lived?
Oh, he's still... I mean, apparently he's still there, so...
Yeah, but wow,
well, they were minor. I mean, I say minor. You know what?
For me, heart attack... It's a heart attack. There's no minor, major. It's a fucking heart attack.
And it's basically what the doctor told me. So here's how it goes, okay? And real quick, and this ain't the subject we were going to talk about, but we'll get to that here either next episode or whatever.
Okay.
He said he was at work, and he was starting to feel a little tired, so he went home. Apparently, that was number one. Okay. And so he's on the way home, and he's like, man, I just fucking can't stay awake.
Driving home,
yeah. Gets home. Calls his girlfriend, or girlfriend calls him. She's like, you know, never leave work. You're not feeling good. I think you should go to the doctor. He goes, nah, I'm going to lay down, take a nap, get up and go to the bar. You know, so he says he was on the couch. Yeah, right. Well, right.
I mean, it's a guy thing.
We're men. Yes. It's what we do.
Okay? Exactly.
So he says he's on the couch, but he can't get comfortable. And he goes, you know, I'm really not feeling that good. Let me go to the clinic. Right. So he goes to like Concentra or somewhere, the
Minute Clinic.
Yeah. The off-brand ER.
Off-brand.
The Kmart of ERs, right?
Okay, gotcha.
So he goes to the off-brand ER, and he goes in there, and he said he wasn't feeling good then either.
Mm-hmm.
Then the doctor runs an EKG on him. He goes, well, let's just do an EKG just to make sure. And the doctor came back, and he goes, look, I've called the paramedics. They're on their way. They're going to put you on a gurney. You got about 20 minutes to get to the hospital. And he goes, yeah, I think you've had about 3 heart attacks and you need to go.
Holy shit.
Can you imagine that news? So he says,
oh my God.
He gets in the ambulance and they're hauling ass down the highway at about 120 miles an hour, gets into the ER and they run a catheter. And he said they went in their arm. They went in his arm all the way up. He had 100% blockage in one vein or artery or whatever by his heart. Blow it up, put in the stent. You know, so yeah, and then I'm like, what a fucking idiot am I? Because sometimes I feel like lightheaded and I'm like, you know, am I having these mild type heart attacks? And I get in this, I've got to go to fucking work. I've got bills to, I ain't got time for a fucking heart attack. You know, I don't have fucking time.
Okay. Well, you know what? You might not have time for a heart attack. So
I don't.
Probably so, should you know make Hang time on. To Hang go on. To a doctor.
Hang the fuck on. Hang the
out.
Fuck on.
Okay.
Better keep working. All right, we're good.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, how long it had been before he had gone to the doctor, before he went to the Minute Clinic or whatever?
From the way he talks, about 4 hours. He went home in the morning and...
No. The last time he went to the doctor before he went to the Minute Clinic.
We don't go to the doctor before
That's
we go to the
I'm
Minute
saying.
Clinic.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe...
The Minute Clinic is the doctor.
So maybe you need to at least get checked out once a year.
I've
That's
asked
what
you.
They tell us.
I've asked you.
What? You are a grown man
who needs adult leadership. I'm just letting you know.
I mean, you do have a point there.
But a little bit of mature. What do I do now in adulthood? I've never been here. Okay, this is the first time I've turned 50.
This is the oldest I've ever been.
Guess who's got experience?
Yes,
being 50.
Well, you said you were going to look at your doctor.
I told you we would sit down and work it out together and try to find the doctor. But you know what? I mean, we have different insurance. Maybe we shouldn't have the same doctor. If it comes back that I've got AIDS, I don't know if I want you to know. I'm going to Charlie Sheen the fuck out of that shit.
If I got gonorrhea sip of herpes,
right?
I'm not telling you either. I'm not telling you.
When your fucking vagina's on fire, I might notice. But here's some water. Can you snuff that out?
Move that over. No.
But yeah, it was freaking me out. And now I'm to the point.
Wow. Fucking crazy.
I'm a little overweight. I've already had cancer once, survived. Thank you. Yeah, yes. Been there, done that.
Yep.
Have a little different outlook. I kind of want to do what I want to do when I want to do it.
And that's exactly what you do.
Right. Well, because I might be dead tomorrow. Okay. I don't want to be on the couch.
I don't want you to be dead tomorrow. Okay.
I don't want me to either. But the plan's the plan. Okay.
But if you can,
I didn't write the plan.
Prevent it.
I didn't write the plan.
No. I know. But if you can curve the plan into something else, maybe, you know, it won't go that way. But you have to go to a doctor.
you know, here's the problem with going to the doctor.
They always tell you bad
always
news.
Always tell me bad news.
You know
news.
Why? Because you only go to the doctor when you feel bad. That's why they give you bad news. If you went to the doctor
time,
when you weren't sick.
The last time I went to the doctor, they took a third of my fucking lung. What are they going to take next? A kidney, a pancreas, a nut, a prostate? I'm attached to my prostate, okay?
You weren't feeling good is why you went to the doctor. That's what I'm saying.
That was luck.
You know, so if you try to be regular at going to the doctor.
Oh, I thought you meant pooping. Not... I'm like, I'm pretty regular.
At pooping?
At pooping.
Yes, about 20 minutes after you eat single time.
That's
I
so
don't know
weird.
Why. Mine's about 20 days after I eat. It's fine. 20 hours. Oh, way more than 20 hours. So it's got to be 20 days. So
I'm a 3 times a day shitter. I mean, that has never been a problem for me.
I wonder how I would feel if I pooped every single day.
Probably relieved and vacated.
But
and not bloated.
I don't always feel bloated, but I just...
How do you not... I don't know how we go from having a heart attack to shitting every day, but how do you not poop every day?
I don't
know. That is the weirdest fucking thing to me.
I don't know, but apparently it runs in my family, okay? Because
the runs are in your family?
No. No, nope. Not pooping every day runs in my family.
Does it?
Apparently it does. Yes.
Wow.
I know. It's
okay,
weird.
So you know what? This week or next month, I'll look for a doctor.
It will have to be next month because this is the end of the year. And
so the heart attack's going to have to wait until January is what you're telling me.
At least wait till after the first of the year.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. You have to wait till after the first of the year before you die or before you have a heart attack. Okay.
I had to, so I went the last 3 years without having a beneficiary in my 401k.
What?
Yeah, I didn't know. And they sent me, apparently there's enough, you know, there's like $3 or $4 in there now. They're like, you might want a beneficiary. So I'm like, can you put down, I'm typing, I'm like, future girlfriend.
There you go. The somebody that's probably in kindergarten or third grade now, right?
I'll be that 70-year-old looking for a fucking... That's fucked up, too.
But it's true.
It
you.
Is true.
It's you.
Oh,
why
my God,
guys,
dude. Really?
Okay. I have to ask you this because you're a guy, and I have no experience being a guy whatsoever.
Never had a pecker?
Never had a pecker. So why is it, let's just say I'm 60 years old, right?
You or me?
Okay. Pretend I'm you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but you're going to give me advice, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
Because I don't really know.
Is that where we really want to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm 60, right?
Okay.
Nothing really works from my belt loop down.
Without the help. I mean, they have medicine for that now.
Oh, okay. But I haven't went and got the medicine or anything, right?
Okay.
But I see this little 25-year-old, and I'm like, sup, sugar, right?
Right?
And make her believe somehow or another, I'll lie to her enough that she believes it works, right? Now,
because in the dark, she can't tell the difference between a dildo and me.
That's not
true.
Keep
the lights off.
But why knowing?
What's that
that's
term?
What I'm saying.
Fake it till you make it.
But knowing that it doesn't work, why do I want to give the impression that it does to everybody?
Look, here's the deal.
Because I'm a guy. Is that just a guy
at 60
saying,
years old?
Yeah.
99% of the time, we know we're going to hit on a 25-year-old, and she's going to be like, "Get fucked, pervert." Okay.
Or and then what's we get your caught- retirement look like, dude? I mean. You
but
have those 25
if I was
60
year olds and flew in a private helicopter and got out into the limo, they would swarm me.
Yes.
They know it don't work. They know the wallet opens. That's all they're looking for. They're like, oh my God, I got to fucking scrub your bunions and suck your soft pecker. Wow. Okay. Here we go.
But why? If it doesn't work, why bother it?
Because we're still fucking 20.
Or 13. I mean, you're 13.
That's a little weird, but okay.
You're 13, between 13
We've had
and
that
15.
Conversation.
I know, 13 and 15 forever. So you
I like
you know.
Looking at them. Like, don't get me wrong. And it's not Oh my God. Y'all come into this like, oh, disrespect, they're looking at other women. Look.
No, first of all, your eyes are not broken. You ain't dead. You no, look, I don't
yet.
Care.
Not yet.
not till after the first
not till after
year.
The first of the
year. Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not dead, and my eyes are not broke. They work, too.
Yeah,
just like
Shia
yours
LaBeouf.
Do. I do. No. No.
Bitch, you basically nutted looking at his picture in the fucking magazine.
No.
I walked in there and you slipped out of the fucking chair.
First of all, what you're talking about was many years ago.
Hang on. Slip. Fucking get right no. to yes.
I didn't even know that's who that was.
Yeah.
There were a few uh-huh. pictures. I was like, dang,
you knew,
this guy
all you knew
good.
Was that motherfucker was 20 years younger than you
no,
and you were ready to
I
ride
know,
that horse.
He was
Shit.
Looking good.
Yeah.
So your eyes are not broke. My
no.
eyes are not broke. We can still look. But I promise you, I'm not going, ooh, 25?
Fuck
up. What's up, baby? You know, fuck that.
Fuck that.
Fuck that.
You ready to close the show?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for listening this week to Me and Mrs. Always Right. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please email us at meandmrsalwaysright@gmail.com. All complaints go to Trevor the Intern. I'd like to thank Roadcat Media for producing this week's episode. If you have any audio or video editing needs, please contact Roadcat Media at roadcatmedia@gmail.com.
I don't even think you took a breath. You were
I did
like,
that like bam, 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 bam. Wow, you taking a breath? Yeah. Speaking of doctors, bitch, before you start reading yours, are you going to have that cough checked out?
Yes.
Next year in January?
Next year. I'm waiting. Yes, because your
401k is going to be bigger and you're hoping I go first?
No, because your deductible restarts in January. Why am I going to try to spend it all now and I don't have enough time to go back for a recheck
gotcha.
Or something?
Gotcha.
Got to wait till after the first
Ooh,
of the year.
Look at you planning financially.
Hell yeah. That's why I said you can't go to the doctor
okay.
till after the first of the year
I
or
told
have a heart
you,
attack.
No heart attacks till January.
Okay. That's fine. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X.
And help support this podcast by becoming a member of Patreon. There, you will get pre- and post-show content right along with unedited episodes. That's at patreon.com/meandmrsalwaysright.
Just going to let y'all know, I know that y'all heard about my weird dream with the bugs.
Zombie crabs. That's a story.
But he had a weird dream that he talked about pre-show. So
that's it.
If you were a Patreon member, you would get it.
All right. Just well, I love you.
Well, I love you too, honey. I do right. love you.
Hey, I'm not dead okay. yet. You can keep saying it. Okay.
I'm going to say it every day. I tell you every day.
All right. I love you, baby.
I love you too, honey.
You have a good night.
All right. You
Bye.
Too. Bye.
Bye. Merle.
I love Merle.
I know.
I do love Merle.
I know.
I know. I can't wait to find Merle.
Shh. Silence.